In the name of Jesus. Most of the time, it takes money to make something happen. There are a few things that can be gotten without money, but most of the time you do need money for what you want to do. That would certainly seem to apply to redeeming anything, since that is what redeem means, to buy back. It's going to take money to redeem something. Yet in our text today, Isaiah tells us what God says to his people: you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. In Isaiah's context, God's people would have understood this as redemption from the exile in Babylon. God would bring his people back without charge to them. But there is certainly more here than that. Our text begins, "Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean." At the time that Isaiah was writing, Jerusalem was full of unholy people. That is why the ever-patient God was about to send them into exile in Babylon. Despite the work of decades, even centuries of prophecy by prophets sent by God, there were plenty of people who were uncircumcised in heart and mind and unclean in what they thought, did, and said. Although these unholy people would be sent into exile, God himself was going to redeem them. He was going to bring them back to Jerusalem, the holy city. No longer would there be uncircumcised or unclean people in Jerusalem, that holy city. Isaiah and God are clearly pointing to something beyond the physical city of Jerusalem. The people who came back from the Babylonian exile were certainly not paragons of virtue. In many ways, they shared the same traits as their forefathers who had lived in the physical Jerusalem before the exile. The Jerusalem that Isaiah speaks about here is a reflection of the heavenly Jerusalem, in which there are no uncircumcised or unclean people. Jerusalem, the holy city, is the place where we find God's people, whom God himself gathers together as the Israel of God, the church of God. These people are not by nature sinless and clean. All people whom God gathers together as his own people need to be redeemed from sin, from uncleanness, from darkness. David proclaimed the true nature of all mankind when he wrote in the psalm, "The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one." No amount of money or of good works will help anyone pull himself out of that morass of corruption. No amount of money, yours or God's, will achieve the redemption of sinful mankind from sin and darkness. But then God proclaims here that he will achieve redemption without money. And that is exactly what St. Peter says. "You were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot." Redeemed without money, but rather with the precious blood of Christ, by taking upon himself all your sins, all your uncleanness, Jesus Christ redeemed you from sin, redeemed you from eternal death, redeemed you from the power of Satan, redeemed you from the darkness into which you were by nature born and lived. Redeemed without money, and without negotiation with Satan, the one who held you and me and all people bondage. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, who was born of a woman, born under the law, to pay the penalty for your sins, my sins, the sins of the entire world. God did not negotiate with Satan for your redemption. God himself had decreed the penalty for sinners, death. And God himself paid that penalty. So there was no need to negotiate. The penalty was paid. You were freed, redeemed, and without one penny being paid by you. Isaiah continues, "Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore in that day they shall know that it is I who speak. Here I am." God has indeed spoken. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The Son's last words before dying and rising again were these: "It is finished." You know that it is God who speaks, who says, "Here I am. Here I am, having taken upon myself all your failings, all your sins. I have redeemed you from what you were unable to escape, the grasp of Satan, of sin, of death. I have done it without charge to you. I have done it with my own blood." Redeemed, bought back, without money. A concept impossible to grasp with our wisdom. Our Lord did not speak, however, to the wise. In our gospel reading from last Sunday, repeated just yesterday here in chapel, our Lord Jesus Christ prays to his Father, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children." As little children, we come to our Heavenly Father simply receiving what he offers. As those who have died and been born again through the waters of baptism, we are indeed little children. We look to our Heavenly Father, and if he says he has redeemed us without money, we believe it. Although without money is probably not a major theme in Isaiah, but it does occur in other places. A few chapters after our text today, Isaiah writes, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." It is hard to be clearer than that. Our salvation is not dependent on us, our money, or our works. They simply don't come into play. God gives it all of us without our own effort. It doesn't matter where you want to put your own works. Some people think God gives them a push and they complete the effort to achieve salvation. Some people think they start the process of salvation, whereupon God says, "Good start," and then finishes the process. But there is no place to fit our works in when everything is without money. Redeemed without money. Come, buy wine and milk without money. Our Lord Jesus Christ has prepared a feast for us and invites us to it without money. That is God's message of salvation, the message of Jerusalem, the holy city. The Church of God proclaims it to broken sinners so that all people may know the good news of the free salvation in Christ Jesus. The church even sings the message. See if you hear it in our hymn, in which we sing to the Holy Spirit, who is quickening, strengthening, and absolving, setting captive sinners free without money. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.